Yeah, that one's really fun. You can like meow with the cat. That's my favorite mechanic. You can like you can change the camera angle so the cat's right in front of you. And you're like, that's hilarious.
It's a great game. No, we do have to finish. Stray got like really creepy at one point with all the eyes. It was like,
yeah, well, it's like the Stray, for those who haven't played, is you're a cat who's a stray cat, right? And you get lost from your family and you encounter sort of this colony of robots who are living in like a post-apocalyptic world. And you're initially unsure why it's post-apocalyptic. You don't know what happened. And then you sort of find out that there's like some sort of bacteria that's infected like the world.
Yeah.
And it's like semi-sentient. And so you start it off and it's like a very pretty game. You're a cat wandering through. You're like, oh, this is cool. Like I'm a cat. Mm-hmm. Like I can do jumping and like meowing.
Yeah,
and like, I can explore things that a human wouldn't be able to. And then you get to like part of the game and all of a sudden it's like a red lit room with like these monsters that chase you around. You're like, yo, what happened? Like, this is a crazy transition. It freaks you out. It freaks you out. So we had to pause.
Yeah, we did have to pause.
No pun intended.
That was good. That was good. Folks, this is Gonzo.
Yeah, this is Charlie.
You're listening to Is It Crayon or Crayon on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Radio. Thank you all for listening to us chat about cat video games and podcasts.
We'll be back.
We've got 15 minutes of Spanish music. This is Labios Compartidos by Maná. There's another Maná song in this chunk also, but I hope you all enjoy.
Solas lloran. Alegría, la verdad de mi vida. eres toda mi verdad. Eres toda mi verdad.
Alrighty, folks, those last three songs in order were Labios Compartido by Maná, Yo Bi Yo Ba by the Gypsy Kings, and Mi Verdad by Maná again, that one featuring Shakira. Folks, we're going to do the PSA a little early. This one's called Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack your computer system to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Charlie, thank you for blowing into the mic while I did that.
Of course. I wanted to give a nice little, like, breeze, a little ambiance, you know? Put people in the mood of like a nice meadow with the breeze for the camera thing. Big Brother's always watching.
Big Brother's always watching.
Can't cover all the cameras.
Can't cover. Do you listen to things when you fall asleep?
No. I rarely listen to music. I had about 4,000 minutes of Spotify to this year. So like people are like, oh, like, what do you listen to while you're studying? Like, bro, nothing. Like, I can't focus. Like, I put headphones on, I turn on the soundproof thing, and then just like listen to silence.
Dude, do you like not even like white noise or anything?
No, nothing at all. In the car, I'll listen to music, and when working out, I'll listen to music.
Okay, right? But that's it.
But that's pretty much it. I'll sometimes listen to music like I don't know, because like rarely am I like alone, and I'm like I just want to like chill and listen to music. I'll either like watch a video, or like read a book, or like I don't know.
Okay, I'll be doing okay. Work. Or you're like doing, none of those things. You're like doing involve, laundry. Like you're folding clothes.
Yeah, I'll just be chilling. Maybe there'll be like a video playing, and I'll be like watching it while I fold laundry, or like, I mean, sometimes I'll be listening to music, but like very rarely will I listen to more than like 4 or 5 songs.
All right, what's the lineup? You're listening four to five songs. What are the four to five songs?
I'll tell you what's on the top of the liked right now. I'm usually a Daylist or a Discover Weekly Warrior, but like most recently, the
Discover Weekly Warrior.
Oh, you'll feel this one actually.
Yeah.
It's currently Better Than I Know Myself by Delwater Gap.
Oh, that's a great song. That's such a great song.
Recent find. Some other stuff, you know, The Roads
By
Jonah Kagan.
Great song.
Let's see. It's some pretty like niche things. I'm looking through here to like find something that like most people will know, but like
you're just so indie with it.
I'm just so you're indie. So yeah, indie. There's like a lot of Phoebe Bridgers, a lot of Noah Kahn, a lot of
you wouldn't know. I found this super underground.
Lizzie
McAlpine. Oh, I love. I do
Zach
love
Bryan. Like people don't really know about this stuff. Like,
yeah. Nobody.
I don't. You ever hear about a super underground band
like Tame Impala? Have you ever heard of Tame?
Oh my god, dude! It's just one guy. Yeah. He just like does it all by himself.
No way, really?
Yeah, dude. Crazy. That's crazy. That's like his thing. Yeah. Like I found Tame Impala back when he was two guys. And then they broke up, so I was like, I can't do it anymore. I don't know, man. Like it's just like really indie stuff. We got some Hollow Coves.
You do like the Hollow Coves.
Wild Rivers, Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners. You know, things people just like don't listen to very often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Let's see, got some Steven Sanchez. He was on the list. Yeah, you know, just like pretty like underground,
super underground.
Yeah, I mean, I usually don't even talking about this kind of stuff because I don't want people to like find out.
Yeah.
I like it when like my artists have like their monthly listeners like around super. Like the 4-digit mark. Mm-hmm. I found Noah Kahn when he was like. nah, I can't even do this on the stream. But. Ugh. Yeah, no, I mean, it's usually, like, something with an acoustic guitar or something with someone singing. Like, that's usually what
I'm going to do.
That's
the vibes. Dude, I can't believe I got COVID when we were supposed to go see Noah Kahn together.
That was really
like
sad.
Like, the day of the concert.
Yeah, you should have just come. It was outdoors, Xfinity Center.
Is the explanation in there outdoors?
Yeah, there's it's a covered close section and then like an uncovered back section, but like it's all open air. So
that's pretty sick.
You know, yeah, like I probably wouldn't have gotten COVID. I can't get COVID actually. So like you should just come anyway.
Nah, yeah. I wouldn't have done that to Jose and Elena.
No, you could have sat farther away from them.
It's actually remarkable that you have not gotten COVID.
Yeah, no, it's a testament to just my self-care routine and just my incredible
bonkers immune system.
My incredible immune system. Yeah, I think I traded COVID for the flu though, because every semester I've had the flu.
You got good. You got good this semester.
Yeah, yeah. I like kind of gave up on the flu vaccine because I was like, yeah, like okay. it clearly doesn't work.
Everyone get your flu shots, please.
I mean, if you feel like you need to get a flu shot, go for it. I'm not like an anti-vax or anything.
Get your flu shots.
I think they definitely like are important.
You're going to be a doctor, my boy.
Yeah, no, they're very important. But I also think that like empirically, I've tested it and it doesn't work.
You have tested it.
Yeah. So like, I've gotten the flu vaccine every year since I was a kid. Except for this year.
And you got the flu?
I got the flu this year.
I also got the flu last year
and the year before.
Okay, so that's so
currently
like,
it's that's like it's three years of flu, right. 2 years of vaccine.
No, so but you've gotten your vaccine every year.
I need to get another year so I can see like 2 and 2 and see if I don't get the flu next year.
Get your flu shots, everybody.
Nah, if you want to. And also, it's not like I consciously made the decision like, oh, I'm not gonna get a flu vaccine.
Maybe we should forget.
It was like, oh, like flu and COVID boosters are happening right now, and I was like, I kind of like have work. I don't know if I got time for that. Because like with the COVID booster, they're also like, oh, like please sit there for 20 minutes. Yeah. And
the COVID booster can take it out of you also.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't gonna get that one anyways.
Yeah, it's been.
Are you gonna have to mark this as like
no. Politics? We'll be fine.
I just like want to make sure.
Yeah. Everyone should make right decisions for your health and be good public health people.
Brought to you by Bipartisan Gonzo.
Do what makes you feel good. Yeah, we're gonna do a little more music. These next three songs are from like way back in my liked songs. My liked songs recently hit 2,000 liked songs.
Let me see where you're at.
I think I got hella liked songs.
No, I'm at 200. So
you got 200.
You're catching up. You
got that soon. But this next song is from like my early, when I first started listening to music that I liked. This is Oh Calamity by All Time Low.
When I was younger, I was certain that I'd be fine without a queen. Just a king inside his castle with an ocean in between. Now all I do is sit and count the miles from you to me. Oh, calamity. We get older by the hour, watch the changes from afar. Keep forgetting to remember where we've been is who we are. Now all I do is wonder it's me. Will I look familiar to you? Do you offer me a seat? Can we find a new beginning? Do you turn?
Alrighty, folks, those last two songs were O Calamity by All Time Low and Cross My Mind by Twin Forks.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You should give a little. into the mic.
What do you mean? I just had a sniffle. What are you talking about?
Yep.
That's nasty, dude.
That's okay. During those two songs and throughout the course of the show, Charlie and I have been trying to come up with topics to discuss. And we came up with this question. Where is on-campus PDA acceptable?
I mean, I think this is one of those questions where it really depends on like the type of PDA. You know what I mean? Like, I think you can hold hands wherever you want. Like, come on, we're not in middle school. Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like if I walk into the campus center, get a little snack at Commons, mm-hmm. and I see like someone sitting on someone else's lap, I'm like come on. Oh, now. Okay. Like, there's people eating here. Like.
Here's my take on this. I think any indoor space, just no.
Any indoor space is
just no. Just okay. A strong no. Okay. I think you got to be outside.
Okay. I think that's reasonable.
I think it's super reasonable.
I feel like a little like a hug or like a kiss on the cheek. Like I'm not gonna be like I'm not gonna shed any tears. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if it's like a lot of contact and I'm like all right, like come on now, like.
I think hugging is okay anywhere though. I don't think like.
That's true. Yeah, I agree.
I don't necessarily consider hugging PDA.
Thankfully, Tufts doesn't actually have a huge PDA issue. Like, I rarely
this is true.
Am wandering around campus, like, seeing, like, people, like, making out or, like, doing anything there. I'm like, what are you up to?
Yeah.
Like, usually it's pretty locked down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What have you noticed?
I honestly have not noticed anything.
Okay.
Fair. I don't think it's a big issue on campus.
I also kind of walk around campus with, like, blinders on. Like, I'm not really looking around. Yeah. Like, I'm not looking for people. I'm usually either like on my way to class or on my way to get food. Rarely am I like anymore just wandering around campus. Even like as a freshman, I don't think I did that much. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I think that's the case for most people also. Like I think everybody who I see walking around, nobody's just kind of like lounging around unless it's like real like one of like the first like really nice days out. People True. Are like sitting on like Pres Lawn or something like.
Yeah, with their like toes.
I think. Hey, look, I like
still not allowed in my car.
Yeah, look, still not allowed. Look, if the sun's out, like you gotta let the dogs breathe sometimes.
I mean, I wear some flops sometimes.
Yeah, like, I've seen you wear the flops, right? Like, I've made the trek to SciTech in my Chacos.
That's a really long walk.
It's a walk. It's like 15 minutes.
All for like an engineering home. Class.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Because if I don't go, I won't learn it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, that's how class works.
That's how class works.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Folks, if you haven't figured out yet, if you don't go to class, you won't learn.
Yeah, you should actually go to class, despite what people say. It is useful.
It is useful. This is a crazy revelation from two college juniors discuss how how class is important.
Yeah,
I feel like we should have learned this at this point.
We've been knowing. The issue, I think, with college is, like, you know that you should mm-hmm. be, like, doing all, like, your classes and you should be going to them.
But what if you're sleepy?
But, like, yeah, exactly. Like, sometimes it's like 11:30 a.m. and I'm, like in my bed.
I don't think 11:30 a.m. is an issue for most people, but
true. For clarity, yeah. I do wake up at 5:30 every morning.
Yeah. Charlie and I are on the road.
Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm not a total bum.
Yeah. The nap schedule is crazy because the 9 a.m. nap is like a classic.
Oh, it's needed.
It's needed.
I like
it's
can't like, work. It's like, I don't it's function like, during the day.
I get so tired if I can't do the.
Yeah. I'll have to drink excessive caffeine, and then I'll be wired.
Dude, your ghost energies scare me.
Those are good. Those get me dialed in. I won't hear any slander from ghosts.
I
was a little scared of them also because they come in like a fluorescent can, and they all have like strange flavors that don't exist in nature.
It's bright yellow, and they're like Swedish fish flavored.
No, one's really good. That's like a top. That's a top two. The blue Sour Patch Kid one. Well, I'm a big fan of
blue Sour Patch Kid. It's hard to go wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Like that one's always going to be good, no matter what the flavor. Is no matter what the drink, I'm always gonna enjoy a blue Sour Patch.
But like, does the like fake sugar taste not get to you? Like, I can't do the sucralose like aftertaste.
Or yeah, just, I mean, honestly, like there's enough chemicals in there that like there's different aftertastes. Like, but like, I don't know. Like, I mean, you're a big fan of like Red Bulls and stuff like that. Like, I know you drink the sugar free ones sometimes. So like,
I don't actually drink the sugar free ones.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah. Cool. I stand my ground on this.
That's actually good of you to, you know, like, commit to something like that. That's impressive.
Yeah, I don't, no.
Yeah, no, it doesn't bother me for some reason. With other things, it does sometimes, but, like, not these for some reason. I think it's just because the flavoring is, like, so strong. Like, because, like, it's like strange ones. Like I don't know. Like, yeah, like the Swedish fish one, like they really lean into it.
They don't
play very many games. Yeah. So you get what you're asking
for. Yeah, that's true. The only sugar-free drink that hasn't bothered me all that much was that the sugar-free mango monster that you told me I should try.
Oh, because, yeah, this is good, right? You like that. We saw Sommelier on Instagram reviewing energy drinks. And he was like, he like threw up like a top five, and they were all monsters. So I went to CVS to see if I could find any of them,
mm-hmm.
and I found the top two. And so I bought one for me and Gonzo.
No, this was over break.
Yeah, you're right. It was over break. Initially, I bought the two for myself, and then I sent one to Gonzo. I was like, try this. Yeah,
and I did. I happened to be in Walgreens when you texted me that.
Really?
Yeah, like I was getting like lunch with my friends from home, and we were like
in Walgreens.
No, we were across the street at a Mediterranean place.
Oh, okay. What'd you get?
I got, what did I get? I think I got like a lamb, kebab, not kebab.
Pretty Mediterranean dish.
Yeah. It was lamb. It was something.
Like some tzatziki.
It was fantastic. So good. Sure. So yummy. And then we walked over to Walgreens because one of my friends goes to school in the UK, and they don't sell gum in mass in the UK. And apparently Walgreens sells like a pack of like 18 packs of extra gum.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think I've seen those actually.
Yeah. Costco sells them.
Yeah. They're kind of excessive, honestly. Like, I don't chew gum enough to ever think that's necessary.
Like, I think it's like that much gum is incredible. It's an immense amount of gum to be chewing.
They're from the UK, right? And they don't have that amount of gum available to them. Why do they need that much gum? Like, how did it become a staple in their life?
I think they just like the gum. And they don't sell like extra gum in mass in the UK. Like, it gets super expensive.
See, honestly, that's another perk of living in the US. There's never something where I'm like, oh, like, I can't get this in the US. Like, I need to go to the UK and like stock up. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, there are obviously things that are only they're locally sold, right? Like regional like things, but
I mean, like local cuisine, you can't go to like a Spanish like market. In the US,
yeah, that's true.
You get the same type of food you could in Spain, but like,
yeah, that's true. Fair.
I feel like for the more commercial goods, like chips or like snacks and stuff like that, like CVS kind of has everything.
CVS got it.
Yeah, it's like CVS has on. It's awesome.
Yeah, CVS is great.
Yeah.
Thanks,
capitalism.
Thank you, capitalism. Oh, there was a tangent I was going to go on here, but I'll find it. I'll find it. I'm just going to go deep into my mind palace and go looking. No, I can't find it. Okay.
All right, we'll venture into the realm of quantum physics then.
Let's do it. So, we were having a discussion about you know, the classic, like, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound? And I was like, well, this is something I've learned in the last 2 years of in my last two semesters of physical chemistry, because we do quantum mechanics, and it's the idea that observation changes outcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Heisenberg uncertainty principle.
Yes, effectively. It makes a lot of sense in science. You actually like mathematically derive it. Mm-hmm. Like you look at like the theories and stuff, but in the real world. We were having some debates, right? So imagine you run a red light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you get caught,
mm-hmm.
right? You're getting a fine, moving violation.
Observed.
Yeah.
Observed criminal activity.
And then imagine the exact same crime.
Mm-hmm.
You run a red light.
But you don't get caught.
There's no one there that sees you.
Should you be
fined? Should you be charged with this crime in any way?
Oh, well, I think the difference is that can you be charged for this crime?
I mean,
if nobody's seen it,
mm-hmm.
then did it really happen?
I mean, and obviously it happened because you ran the red light. Yeah.
I mean, like, unless you're going to self-snitch.
Exactly.
You're going to go up to the cop and be like,
is there
a
difference,
buddy,
in those two crimes? Like, you've committed the same thing, but just in one case you got caught.
Right. You've done the same thing, but again, it's the observation that changes it. Mm-hmm. It's not the physical. So do we want to get into this?
Let's get into the
nitty-gritty of the science.
Yeah, do it.
All right. So electrons. This is why we talk about the Heisenberg uncertainty principle and like observation changes. So electrons, we use probability to like define their quote unquote locations.
Yeah.
It's like a frequency. It's like we just had a lecture on this, and I learned this last semester also. So there's the Schrodinger equation,
mm-hmm.
That describes
the cat.
Yeah, that's the guy with the cat, yeah. Right? That the location of. It describes location of electrons or energy states,
mm-hmm.
in a molecule. Energy states are dictated by what energetic levels electrons are at.
Yeah.
And you can essentially derive this equation it's a sine wave. The wave function is called the wave function. It's a function that describes where an electron could be. These are all probabilities.
Yeah.
It's like a sine wave, and depending on how big the system you're studying is, or how big the principal quantum number is.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it's a sine wave. So if you multiply it by pi, or you do 2 pi, or add pi to it, the frequency gets shorter.
Yeah. Am I correct in saying that the principal quantum number describes the atomic radius of that shell?
Vaguely.
Okay.
Vaguely. Because the principal quantum number allocates different energy levels, but quantized, it can, the quantum number can be 1, 2, 3, but nothing in between.
Yeah, it's like if you're thinking of the Bohr model, it's the rings.
Yeah, it's the rings. Yeah. So the quantum number isn't necessarily the number of ring. It's the ring. It's the number that gives the energy associated with that ring.
Yes.
So point is, it's a frequency. But if you observe the particle. Mm-hmm. You can't know where it's going.
Yeah.
Right. So what we do is we're kind of we'll just say it's a probability. It can be somewhere in these two regions. This is why we have electron clouds. So for those of you who are doing chemistry and are looking at orbital shapes, that's how we get them. They're just wave functions. So if you observe it, then you don't know where it's going. And if you let yourself be I kind of know where it is, you can more accurately observe the electron's trajectory.
Okay. So let's bring this back to running a red light, right?
Yeah. So you run, right.
So talk me through that.
Observation of committing this crime,
how does it change when there's someone observing versus when there's not?
The outcome changes. Right. True. Because by observing the car, you get by observing the car running the red light, you mm-hmm. get a fine. Right. By observing an electron, you change its position. You change its momentum, its velocity. Right.
Yeah.
If you don't observe the car, you don't observe the electron. Right. It goes on and does its thing, and we can calculate probability. So we can be you probably ran a red light, but mm-hmm. we wouldn't know for sure.
Okay.
There's a level of uncertainty.
Do you think at some point the government will be able to calculate the probability that
no,
you could
this
do
is,
that?
This is, yeah, no.
I think in a theoretical
not. Because,
world.
Because quantum stuff applies for super super small, these equations, if you get to big enough systems, they
fall apart,
they collapse in, they don't fall apart, this is pretty cool, they collapse into Newtonian physics.
Interesting.
So this is a physics system for really really small things.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get really really big, all these equations simplify, and you get force equals mass times acceleration.
Okay. So you think that these equations could eventually be simplified into way of predicting crimes. Kind of like what's
no,
that
no.
What's I mean, that no, what was that movie that Tom Cruise was in?
There's a movie about this?
It's like he's like a police officer that like catches people before they commit crimes. Because, like, the government's, like, discovered a way of doing
it. Is this, like, Blade Runner?
It's like, no. It's not Blade Runner. No, Blade Runner's a different idea. I don't know. I'll remember it, like, first show, and then, like, you can talk about it next time.
Yeah.
But it's like that idea. Like, the government, like, can tell when someone's going to commit a crime, and they get arrested prior to that crime. Right, and so like,
right, but then they ever do the crime.
The conflict in the show is that then Tom Cruise's character, the police commits officer, crime. No, he comes up in the thing. Ooh. That he's going to commit one, and so then they have to arrest him, and so then he like runs away and like basically self fulfills the prophecy and like commits the crime. He like goes through with it, but there's like the crime. Like has more layers to it than just the crime itself. There's
okay,
more intrigue.
Okay, interesting.
You know what I mean?
If they did not observe that Tom Cruise would have committed a crime, would he have done all those things?
Right?
Observation changes outcome.
It does. Yeah.
Boom. We're back. We're so back. We're so back. Yeah. All right. Thanks for going down the rabbit hole with us. Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. Apparently he's really short. Also, he's like 5'4".
Yeah, he's not tall.
Yeah, that's kind of sad, honestly. I kind of thought he was like at least like 5'10".
No.
But he's
short.
Like,
he's short.
Yeah, he also like, I feel like he'd be like severely caffeinated at all hours of the day.
You think so? Yeah. He's just wired.
He seems
shaking.
Like he'd be like wired. Well, dude, he like flies fighter pilots during his movies. Like,
it's super tough. It's
pretty lit. But like, you have to be like crazy.
Yeah, oh, for sure he's crazy, right? Like he has a plane and he like flies.
He owns one?
Yeah. So if you saw Top Gun Maverick,
crazy. Yeah.
The plane at the end of the show that like does like the little like he flies off with whatever her name is.
Is it like a fighter pilot?
No. It's like a prop plane. It's like a propeller. It's like a propeller plane.
Okay.
It's his. So they put it in the movie. It's him like flying his plane and they put it at the end of the movie.
Nice. Yeah, it's like impressive dedication to that, like not needing a stuntman.
Yeah.
I think I saw somewhere he did like a motorcycle jump off a cliff like 12 times to get shot right, something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? Yeah. Also, like that's so many motorcycles.
It's like about 12 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's probably 12 motorcycles. Yeah, right?
But that is a lot of motorcycles. Like
that's a lot of money.
You imagine like a motorcycle is like 2K, 3K each for like a cheap one.
How much is a motorcycle?
I think it's like reasonably cheap. You could look this up probably. But like, I mean, it's like a movie prop motorcycle, right? So it doesn't need to be like fully functional and like amazing.
Yeah.
It just has to have like two wheels and like maybe a motor.
And like move. Well, probably a motor if he's jumping on.
I mean, they could probably even like pull it. Like they could probably tow the motor.
Nah, I think I've seen a video of him like actually like just sending it off. It's from Mission Impossible, right?
Is it?
I
don't know. I haven't seen the most recent Mission Impossible.
Where else would Tom Cruise be?
I don't know. There's a lot of movies where he just like does like crazy stuff. Yeah.
Oblivion.
I kind of need to see that movie.
If anybody, Oblivion, if you guys have not seen it, is a fantastic movie.
Oh,
it's got a great soundtrack.
M83 did an amazing job on that soundtrack.
Do we need to put on Oblivion?
You might have to put on M83 at the end of the show. Yeah. We got about 10 minutes left.
We got like 10 minutes left.
It's a long song.
It's a long song.
You can throw that one on.
I can toss on Oblivion right now. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of music on here that I did not get to play, but
that's all right. I feel like
chatting is great.
Yeah,
I love chatting.
I mean, I had a great time being a guest on the show. Yeah. You know, appreciate you having me out
of
here.
Of course, dude. Chatting is great. I love chatting.
Shout out to all 20 of the listeners. Also,
true, so true. You guys are real ones.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you
for tuning in on 6 on Friday. I'm sure you had plenty of drinking you could be doing right now.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in. We've still got 10 more minutes. I'm gonna put on Oblivion. This is a Tom Cruise movie, and M83 did the soundtrack, and this song goes.
It's really good.
The song goes ridiculous. This is Oblivion by M83 and Suzanne Sunfer.
It's like something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Like seeing some really high notes.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's good stuff. Enjoy.
gameplay. I got my checkers out, chess par cheese. Oh yeah, honey body, you make me want to play with you. And if you wanna bring your dice, that'd be real nice. Six-sided dodecahedron, it doesn't matter. Oh yeah, honey body, you make me want to stay with you. Oh honey body, what you doing Sunday?
Alrighty, folks, thank you all for listening. This is Gonzo, and you're listening to Is It Crayon or Crayon on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for listening. And I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Cheers.